In the main dining room, two or three tables were overturned. Roland saw stains on the red rug, several dark ones that were almost certainly blood, and a yellowish curd that was something else.
"Throw it aside, nasty bauble of the heap god. Throw it aside if you dare."
And the pear's voice, echoing dimly in Roland's ears, unafraid,
"I needn't stake my faith on the challenge of such a thing as you, Si."
The pear, another of those he had left behind. Roland thought briefly of the scrimshaw turtle that had been hidden in the lining of the bag they had found in the vacant lot, but didn't waste time looking for it. If it had been here, he thought he would have heard its voice, calling to him in the silence. No, whoever had appropriated the tapestry of the vampire knights at dinner had very likely taken the shawlpada as well, not knowing what it was, only knowing it was something strange and wonderful and otherworldly. Too bad. It might have come in handy. The gunslinger moved on, weaving his way among the tables with Oi trotting at his heel. 17. He paused in the kitchen long enough to wonder what the constabulary of New York had made of it. He was willing to bet they had never seen another like it, not in this city of clean machinery and bright electric lights. This was a kitchen in which Hacks, the cook he remembered best from his youth, and beneath whose dead feet he and his best friend had once scattered bread for the birds, would have felt at home. The cook fires had been out for weeks, but the smell of the meat that had been roasted here, some of the variety known as long pork, was strong and nasty. There were more signs of trouble here as well, a scum-caked pot lying on the green tiles of the floor, blood which had been burned black on one of the stovetops. And Roland could imagine Jake fighting his way through the kitchen. But not in panic, no, not he. Instead, he had paused to demand directions of the cook's boy.
"What's your name, Collie?" "Jokabim. That be I, son of Hassa."